Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead, text the neighbor, T-Bo, and tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rao, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our awesome apostle, amen, who teaches and preaches and prophesies the word of God. And we also have a pastor. His name is Pastor Joseph Rouse, her husband. I know you have listened to him on Tuesday nights, amen. They impact the world with the message that they bring through. Glory to God. We thank God for both of them. And I want to encourage you, if you want to become a partner with us, to go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be, that you want to become partners. They do personal counseling. They do ministry. Amen. They do whatever the need may be. Teaching. Amen. To help you get to the next level. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that you want to become a part of this ministry. And also in becoming partners with this ministry, you will get something that we call Moments in the Spirit. It's an awesome two-minute clip done by Minister Michelle Wilson, who does an awesome job with a two-minute clip to jumpstart your Monday. You will receive it by Monday. We thank God for that. Amen. And then you will also get what we call Midweek Manna done by Sister Sheila. And we encourage you to come on and get aboard. We only ask in partnering that you subscribe to us for only $25 or more. You know, God ain't trying to get something from you, but he's trying to get something to you. You know, this is a worldwide ministry, so yes, you gotta still pay bills because the computer ain't going to stay on by itself. Glory to God. Once one thing I always learn, if you take care of God's business, then guess what? He going to take care of yours. And that's a true known fact. I've heard so many people that have came back and told me how they have, you know, given, you know, to this ministry and the return that they've gotten back, you know. So if you give unselfishly, then God will give back unselfishly. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you to come on in and partner with this ministry. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, they do one word from the Lord. They come on Tuesday night, but they have moved over to Without Walls. So if you want to know the number and everything, just go on their Facebook page, and there's always a link that you can click on so you can hear the word of the Lord. And it comes on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's an awesome show that you don't want to miss, where the word of God is being taught, the word of God is being preached, the word of God is being prophesied, the word of God is being prayed and prayed for you. They have 50 lines open now. Everybody can hear, you know, what God has to say, you know, and everybody can come in and get their prayer needs met. So you can't say you can't get online now because you have 50 lines that's open. So you can come on in and get in where you're sitting on the ground floor and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And if you move on down just a little bit further, on Saturday we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, none other than Faith Come By Hearing. None other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. She did an awesome job on the show on yesterday, and it comes on every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can also go to her Facebook page and click on the link, and it'll take you to the link so you can hear it also, whether you're listening by web or you can call in. And everybody takes prayer requests. Minister Elaine, amen, we'll get to that later. But, yes, the rest of them, amen, they open the lines up for prayer. So I encourage you to come on and get your prayer needs met now. 50 lines open, so there's no excuse. And it comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And she also does personal ministry, speaking engagements. She does. If you need somebody to come and just tell it like it is and tell the truth, you can call Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. And you can get in contact with her by going to her Facebook page and clicking on the link, and she'll definitely get back in touch with you. Amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, Prophetic Corner Ministries comes on every Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So I encourage you to, these are ministries with you in mind. And I also do speaking engagement, personal ministry. You can say, hit me up on Facebook, inbox me. I will check it and leave me a number, or you can text me, amen, on my Google text. It's all on Facebook, and I will get back with you. Amen. I will get back with you shortly, whether if you need a prayer, you need to, whatever the need may be, glory to God, I will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. And Minister Elaine, amen, she comes on at 6:30. We were called the Hour of Power. We're still the Hour of Power, but we just both do an hour show now. So man comes on at 5 o'clock, Prophetic Corner Ministries. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries come on at 6:30. Amen. So I don't want you to miss it. Amen. You know, it's an awesome, awesome word from the Lord where Minister Elaine will give you the word of God, amen, as he give it to her. So I want to encourage you to come on in and hear what the Lord has to say. You know, after you leave this show, amen, go ahead and get ready for the next one. You'll have a little break, and then get ready for her show at 6:30, an awesome, awesome show. Hey, man, that will jump start you also. See, it's ministry with you in mind. So we're doing something almost every day of the week. You know, God don't only work just one day, but he works throughout. So I encourage you to come on in, glory to God, and hear what God has to say. You know, she comes on at 6:30. Amen. And be online at 6:30 to hear what the Lord is saying in her life. Amen. Hear what the word of the Lord has to say and what God has given her to say for this Sunday. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As you keep all those announcements in mind, and if you missed any, you can go to our Facebook page, you know, and click on the links. Amen. Click on our Facebook pages, and you'll see everything that I'm telling you is on that page. You know, so you can get online here, 50 callers, you know, 50 callers can be accepted here. And if you want prayer, I will bring you in for prayer. Minister Elaine, she wants you to inbox her, amen, if you need prayer on her Facebook page, and she will get back with you there at that point and pray with you. But it's still ministry with you in mind, and ministry is still going forth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank you for listening. Amen. And we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for those that are listening, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, let them hear a word, Lord God, that will change their life forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let those that have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying on this day, Lord. A day that you have made, Lord. A day for us to rejoice, Lord God. And believe that believe, Lord God, that you're in this day, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you created this day, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, for those, Lord God, on the airways also, Lord, those that are listening through by way of, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let them hear the same word, Lord, that will change their life forever, God, in the name of Jesus, because you're everywhere, Lord God, you're not just in one spot, you're everywhere, Lord God, that we need you to be. Lord, you say you're all that we need you to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you honor, God, and we praise your holy name on high, because if it had not been for you, Lord, on this day, Lord God, that allowed us to be here, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, we wouldn't be here, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, as the word go forth, Lord. Let it be a new and a fresh word, Lord God, to those that are listening, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you would, if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn to chapter 17 of Acts. Acts 17. And I'm going to start at verse 1. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message, Do You Believe? Glory to God. Simply, do you believe? You know, some people say, yeah, I believe in the Lord my God. I believe in him over here. Yes, I believe in the Lord. They can sing a pretty song, you know. Even they can say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. But you know what? Guess what? They don't know the Lord like that. They just like the song. They just like the flow of the song. That's how. They don't know the Lord like that. And I'm going to show you in this word right here where it says that you don't know him like that. Some don't know it. Some do know it. So how can you say, Lord, don't do it without me when you haven't even confessed him as your Lord and Savior? It sounds good. You know, yes. Oh, yes, I know. But amen. Let's look in the word and we're going to dig it out. Glory to God. Now, when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonius, amen, charge it to my head, because God's still working on my heart. They came to Thessalonians, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner, was went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scriptures. See, Paul went in and he was talking to them about the scriptures. You know, ain't that something? Now you go to try to talk to people about scripture. It ain't saying that you gotta push yourself on nobody, but it's, you know, when you reason with them about the scriptures, you just talk to them. You know, some people gonna receive and some ain't. You know, but don't worry about that. Those that will receive, amen, then you tell them about this man named Jesus. You tell them how you got saved. Glory to God. And if they don't listen in, that's fine. But there are some that are willing, amen. There are some that wants to hear. You know, the Bible says, some plant, some water, amen, glory to God, and God will bring the increase. So that's okay. But you keep doing what you're doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's see. They didn't stop. They kept on going. Hallelujah. But are you a believer today? Glory to God. You know, some believe in chariots, some believe in horses, some believe in the car, some believe in land, some believe in money. But do you believe in the word of God? Do you actually believe that Jesus rose on the third day? Do you believe? Let's go on and see. Opening and alleging that Christ must need have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that this Jesus, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. See, he was trying to explain to me, yes, I'm telling y'all the truth. You know, Jesus, imagine he felt very passionate about that thing. He was telling us, yes, I'm telling y'all the truth. Do you hear me? Yes, he did. It must have happened. It had to happen. This was something that had to happen. And he was trying to make them believe it. Glory to God. You know, and it's something when you try to tell somebody something, you say, okay, yeah, right. You know, no, y'all came in over here on the boat. They ain't came in on no boat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's where people mess up at. You know, when they try to take, you know, Jesus Christ out of the word of God. So many times, you know, then everything starts to go crazy. Then you want to go and get hollered. Well, Jesus, 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 I know. But amen, glory to God. Listen at the word of God. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. And then you can go from there. Then you got that avenue, glory to God. And God will help you. But he said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. But don't you know it feels even better if you have that surplus to say, yes, I know the Lord thy God. Yes, I'm saved. Yes, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Then you got a surplus there. Glory to God. And overflow. My God, my God. Let's move on down, glory to God, to 4. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks, a great multitude, one of the chief women, not a few. See, they were saying, see, some of them believed it, and some didn't. And some of them followed him, and some didn't. So that's the way it is now. Some follow Jesus, some don't. Some follow them that they think is right, but it's not right. You know, people are believing a lie now, better, more than they're believing the truth. It's so many times you get stuck on a lie, then you get stuck on the truth of God. Glory to God. You see it right here. Some believed and some didn't. You know, if they just up there, they're talking and they're telling the truth about how Jesus died and rose on the third day, you know, and they was giving them all the inscriptions and telling them, you know, why he did all this. Glory to God. Don't you know who would want to serve a God like that? And you can see it ain't that they were trying to collect no money. They weren't collecting. They didn't ask for no money. So even what they were giving, they didn't ask, amen. They were just trying to get people saved to believe what they were saying about Jesus Christ. That's all. They didn't say, well, y'all got to bring me $100. You got $1,000 line over here. You got $500 line over here. And in the middle, you know, y'all got $20 line right here. So y'all ain't got $20. Y'all get right here on the other side, because I'm going to give a word over here to this $500 people, and then I'm going to give a word to this $1,000 people. And he didn't say that. They were just trying to get them saved, so they were giving them the word of God. Amen. And feeding them the scriptures, let's move on down. But the Jews, which believed not, moved with envy, took unto them some little fellows of the vessel sort, and gathered a company, and set all the cities on an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out of the people. See, Paul and Silas, Jason let them in. Glory to God. They did. Jason let them in. He let them in, and he believed what they were telling him about the Lord that God. He did. But see, what happened? When Paul and Silas, amen, knew that they was coming against them, and they snuck out, you know, amen, glory to God. It's not that they were running, but they wanted to go ahead, amen, and spread the word to everybody else. But then after that, they're going to go in now, these other people that didn't believe, glory to God, and they're going to get mad, and they're going to bring Jason out just because Jason them believed, glory to God. And they're going to bring them out and try to prosecute them. You know, ain't that how some people do today? You know, I thought about that thing, you know, how, you know, when you're in a place sometimes and you hear people saying, well, you know what? They say, well, you know, well, the Christians are the worst people in the church. Well, you know my thought on that. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you my throat. Glory to God. Well, if there are some that's in the church that ain't serving God the way I'm serving God, then I try to stay away from those people and ask God to touch their heart, to touch their very soul, to touch their spirit. But that's why so many times Christians come against other people, and sometimes people who aren't Christians, they come against them. Some of the worst people in the church, the Christians. Well, you know what? If those people are not doing what they need to do, then you need to be praying for them, you know, and ask the Lord to touch them if you are a Christian. And if you are not, and you know that there are some of the worst people in the church, then guess what's happening? Then you have that same spirit that they got, and you can pick them out. That's why, you know, the Bible said a tree is known by the fruit is bearing. So guess what? That's why you can say some of the worst ones are in the church, because you got the same spirit that they got. Glory to God. That's how you know. Glory to God. So when you're in that place, amen, like that, be careful how you're talking and how you're running your mouth, because people know you, amen. They know who you are. Glory to God. When they said, remember that Jesus, I know. But who are you? Glory to God. See, you got a certain aroma about you. You got a certain sweetness, a certain sweet savor about you. Glory to God. My God, my God. See, those people that talked about, you know, some of the worst people in the church are Christians. Just think about it. They had to have the same spirit they did. That's how you can pick them out so well. You got the same spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is it for you to persecute the church? Ain't that something so many times how people persecute, you know, and persecute, and they judge, and the Bible says, judge ye not, or ye shall be judged. Well, they must don't know that, but they can't know that if they don't have a relationship in that to know that. Glory to God. Amen and glory. Let's move on down just a little bit further on 6. And when they found them not, glory to God, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, cried, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also. Let's move on down. Whom Jason hath received, and these all do contrary to the decree of Caesar, saying that there is another king, one Jesus. See, they thought, you know, that they was persecuting them because, okay, hold up, it ain't but one king, and they're saying that's only Caesar. But what they didn't know is that there ain't but one king, and that's Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And see, Jason knew that. Glory to God. Jason knew that. That's why they go in there and bring Jason and everybody else in his house out. Because Jason never had got saved. They had to went in there and talk to Jason them about the man named Jesus. They had not received the Lord thy God. So it was okay. You know, it was okay. Jason knew who he was. Glory to God. And now they go persecute Jason just because Jason knew. Glory to God. And believe. Let's move on down just a little bit further. And they troubled the peoples and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and of the other, they let them go. See, they got their money. That's what they did. The security, that means they got their money. But they let them go. But I didn't read here what Jason cried. He hooped and hollered because they got his money. Jason wasn't worried about that. Glory to God. See, he already knew what they had told him about God. He believed, so guess what? He said, hey, come on now. You know, I know he's going to give it back. I ain't going to worry about it. And he's going to bless me with a hundredfold return. Because guess what? If he know, I ain't made glory to God. And I believed in the scriptures. I believed in what was going on. I believed in what they were saying about the Lord thy God. I believe that I believe. He wasn't worried about them taking a little bit of cash from them. And if sometimes, glory, you believe in the wrong thing. Because sometimes you get so caught up. Amen. Oh, my God, here we go. Lord God, this is another bill due. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Yeah, here we go. Oh, I got another letter in the mail. My God. Ain't that sometimes how you fall out over a couple of letters in the mail? My God. But if you believe in God, know that he's going to pay him. Glory to God. Know that he will bring you through and bring you out every time. Now, when he gives you that money to pay that bill that you asked for, and he will give it to you sometimes even more than you asked, amen. Take that money and pay that bill. Glory to God. Don't go spend it. Glory to God. Don't go dress yourself. Glory to God. That money is for you to take and pay that bill and do what you need to do. Amen. Glory to God. But Jason didn't fall out about it. He didn't. He didn't. Okay, he went on and paid them. You know, because I know who God is. They done told me. They done told me the scriptures and done told me who he is. Hey, I'm straight. I know it. Amen. Let's move on down. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming together went into the synagogue of the Jews. There were more noble men, those in Thessalonians, in that they received the word with all readiness. See, okay, see, they were coming against them right now, but guess what? It's always somewhere God's going to open the door for those that believe. Glory to God. If you believe that God's going to open the door for you, don't you know God will open that door? But you got to believe. You know, you got to wrap your belief system around faith too. Glory to God. You got to have faith and belief. They don't work together. Not doubt and belief, but faith and belief don't work together. The two going to work together. That's the thing about it. You got to have faith and you got to believe, glory to God. And you got to keep telling yourself, well, Lord, I believe, and I got the faith that you're going to do it, Lord, because you're going to make it work. That's the thing about it, glory to God. But sometimes you forget all about it. You forget about it, God. Okay, well, Lord, I tell you, it ain't working. Something wrong here. But, you know, when you do that and say, Lord, something wrong, then ask God to show you what's wrong. And, Lord, I believe. But, Lord, help my unbelief, God. And he'll quote the situation to him. Say, Lord, I believe, God. I believe, God, that you're going to give me, Lord, what I need, God. But, Lord, help my unbelief in this situation, Lord. I believe you for my healing, God. But, Lord, help my unbelief. You know, call it out to him. Don't just say, Lord, help me with this, help me with that. No, you give God some specifics, what you want him to help you with. So many times you go before the Lord, not God, but you don't give God specifics in what you really want him to help you with. But you go before the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to help me, Lord, with this thing. Because this thing right here is bothering me, Lord. I need you, Lord God, to help me with this sister girl, because this sister girl is getting on my nerve. That's what you do. Just break it down to him and tell him what she's doing. And you know what he'll do? Sometimes he'll check you first and say, okay, then what did you do to make the situation even worse? Did you show love and kindness? Because my love and kindness have a drum beat. Good God Almighty. So you got to break it down to him and just tell him what you need. You know, I learned that, you know, we can go to God so many ways, but we sometimes don't go to him the right way. But when we go to God the right way and we just absolutely just tell him like it is, you know, he already knows, but he wants you to come to me wholeheartedly. You know, when your whole heart is going to God and you're pouring out your heart, saying, Lord, this thing bothering me because, Lord, I tell you, Lord, they just getting on my nerves. They just do it, Lord. They just calling me name, Lord, and they just saying that I'm not a Christian. Lord, they're saying I'm not a prophet. Lord, they're saying just I'm not a minister. Just break it down to them. So, Lord, show me what I need to do. Because, Lord, I know I don't have to prove nothing to nobody, but, Lord, I want you to show me what I need to do about this. Because I'm not going to let them keep coming to me, talking to me any kind of way. But, God, you show me what I need to do in order to hold my perspective. That's what you got to do. When you can go to God, amen, with a pure heart, amen, and break it down to him like that, you know, it ain't nothing God won't do for you. Amen, and glory to God. Let's keep it moving. Hallelujah. Let's keep it moving. Okay, hallelujah. Let's go back, amen, just a little bit, amen. Let's go to 11, amen. I'm going to read that amen right there. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they receive the word with all readiness, amen, and a mind, and search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. I wanted to go back and read that whole thing right there, amen. You know, they went back and they read the word and they searched the scriptures also. That's what you got to do. You got to search the scriptures, you know. So many times you don't search the scriptures. You can read something one time and think you got it. But every time you read it, God gives a different meaning, amen, to that. Amen. The Bible, amen, this is our lamp. Amen. This is our life. This is our path. This is the path that we walk on in the word of God. But every time you go back and read it, there's something different that God will show you in that scripture. I can guarantee you that you didn't see it before. You can read that scripture over 40 years, and then you can go back down that path, and there's still something he's going to show you different. Glory to God. And see, they wanted to search the thing, the scriptures, and see if what they were talking about was so. And that's a good thing that you do that. Amen. When you go to church and you the believers, and you take your Bible with you, then you need to read it, glory to God. Read along with what they're saying, amen. And after you read along with what they're saying, then you mark that scripture. Then you can go back, amen, and when you get home, and you can read over it again later on or whenever, amen, and then go and get you another Bible version of it and break it down to you and see, amen, what it's saying even the more, and keep breaking it down and breaking it down till you get an understanding and then, oh, this is what they were talking about. That's what you do. So what you learn should line up with what they're talking about. And that's what they were doing. It's okay, now we're going to break this down. We're going to see if this is what they're talking about is true. And that's the word of God. So, and that's what they did. They searched the scriptures. Because he said we need to meditate on the scriptures day and night so we can have success. That means you got to read them, amen. You can't just say, well, Lord, give me more. Pour my head, open my head up. Pour them in there, Lord, so I can meditate on them more. No, you got to actually pick the Bible up, dust it off first, amen, because you don't want all the dust on you, amen, glory to God. And then open it up and actually read the scripture, glory to God. Let's move on now just a little bit further. Therefore, many of them believed also of honorable women, which were Greeks and of men, not a few. See, it's saying not a few. It was a lot of them, okay, in that city that believed. They did. They believed. See, sometimes when you go in a place, people ain't going to believe. You know, even when you go in a workplace sometimes, you know, you got to learn. You know, God ain't got no coward soldiers, amen, and that's the truth. You know, you got to believe that God is who he is in you. If you don't believe in you, ain't nobody else going to do it. If you don't believe that you got a word, you know, down in you, ain't nobody else gonna believe it. If you don't believe that God called you to be minister, to minister to the lost, glory to God, ain't nobody else gonna do it. Glory to God. It's up to you to believe first before you can make a believe out of somebody else. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Amen. But when the Jews of Thessalonians had knowledge that the word of God was preached of Paul at Vera, they came together also and stirred up the people. Amen. Now, you see there they go. Just because they didn't believe, they stirred up trouble. They over there stirring up trouble because they didn't believe. You know, ain't that something how, and I was just talking about some things that I had encountered, you know, about saying that, you know, okay, yeah, I know, you know, the Christians, yeah, those in the church, glory to God, those are some of the worst people. See, those things right there I have encountered. Glory to God. But you see right now, they going and stirring up stuff just because they don't believe. That don't mean that they're going to go over here, amen, and get somebody else not to believe and make somebody else not believe. If they are believers and they want to believe, then let them believe over there. Just because you don't believe, then what you need to do is keep on stepping. Go, amen, glory to God. That's on you, amen, because we all, amen, we all got to sit. Every tub, I always heard them say, every tub got to sit on its own bottom. And in other words, what that is, you got to seek your own soul salvation, glory to God. If you don't believe, then don't try to go over here and make nobody else not believe. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 14. And then immediately the brothers sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea. But Silas and Timothy abode there still. See, they stayed there. They didn't leave. Let's move on down on 15. And they that conducted Paul brought him unto Apius, and receiving a commandment unto Silas and Timothy for to come to him, with all speed they departed. Let's move on down to 15. Now while Paul waited for them at Achish. His spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Okay, when Paul saw that, you know, they were over there given to idolatry, they had all these different idols and things. You know, they didn't really believe over there. They had all these different idols, you know. Some people make their car their idol. You know, I love my car. I'm going to wash my car Sunday. I ain't going to church. And then if somebody get on it, man, you go off. Glory to God. But you better make God, amen, your true and living God. That car ain't nothing, because it could be here today, amen, and it's gone tomorrow. The only thing that's going to last is Jesus Christ, and it's ever, everlasting love. Glory to God. It ain't about no car. It ain't about the money. Yes, money solves all problems. Yes, it do. It do, but, you know, yes, it do. We know we got to have money to pay the rent. You got to have money to buy gas. You got to have money, amen, to eat. Glory to God. And you got to have money to buy clothes, amen. Yes, those things in their perspective, but know that don't make those things your idols, glory to God. You know, some people even make children their idols, glory to God. But don't you know that those things shall pass away? Glory to God. The only thing that's going to remain, amen, is the Lord thy God. The only thing, amen, that you're going to have to look forward to is Jesus Christ, glory to God. And see, they had all these idols over here. They wasn't thinking about nothing but all these idols. That's all. He was saying, oh, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all got all these idols over here. Amen, glory to God. But y'all don't want to worship, amen, the Lord thy God. Y'all got all these idols. And then y'all got this inscription, amen, over here saying to the unknown God, hold up, wait a minute. And then you want to say you worship this thing, amen, to the unknown God. So don't you know they didn't even have a relationship with the Lord thy God. They talking about to the unknown God. Because if they did, they would not have ever put that up to the unknown God. They would have been worshiping God and praising God if they knew who he was. You know how some people can go around saying, Lord, I love you, Lord, I love you, I love you, I pray. And you know what? They have no clue what they're saying. Glory to God. They say it. Well, he said, if you love me, what do we say? Keep my commandments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But guess what? They don't keep their commandments. They don't even go to church. But they'll sit there and play music all day long. But yes, I like to listen to that gospel music. But what is it doing for you? At some point, that Christian music ought to touch your soul. It ought to touch your heart and let you know you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. So what is it doing for you? If it's doing nothing, then that means, amen, it ain't no effect on you. You don't know him like that. Glory to God, huh? When Paul was saying, hold up, wait a minute. Look at me, y'all got to the unknown God. Y'all don't even know who he is, do you? You got all these idols you done put up before him. Your children, your man, your money, your matron, your cars. You done put all this stuff up, clothes, hallelujah. Your houses. Some of them don't even want to leave the house because they done put their house up before God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But what should come first? It should be Jesus Christ, the Son and the living God. Come on, man. Glory to God. How can you worship someone if you don't know? You can listen at the gospel song all day long. Glory to God. But if it ain't helping you none, if it ain't telling you, hey, at this point, you need to give Jesus Christ your life. If it ain't giving you a conviction, glory to God. If it ain't reminding you, amen. If it ain't bringing situations, glory to God. If it ain't giving you a conviction saying when you listen to this music, if it ain't saying convicting you saying, well, you know what? I'm here worshiping the Lord our God through this music. And you know what? I don't even go to church. I don't go to church. All I do is turn the music on the radio. I don't even go and hear what the preacher has to say. Glory to God. And let me tell you something. Glory to God. There are preachers, amen, and teachers who are preaching the true word of God. Everybody ain't a jackleg. Come on, man. Glory to God. So don't put everybody in a boat. Glory to God. Come on, man. Glory to God. Everybody ain't in the same boat. Some people are on different boats. Some on the right boat and some on the wrong. But don't put everybody in a boat, glory to God. And it should be reminding you, well, you know what? I need to read the word of God more. I need to meditate on the word of God more. I need to pray more. If it ain't reminding you or it ain't reminding you, well, you know what? I need to pray. I need to really, really start to give my life to Christ. Because I've been slacking. I haven't really confessed, really. I ain't even confessed. If it ain't doing that, then it ain't doing nothing. And then if it don't remind you, glory to God, we're going all the way through this music. If it ain't reminding you, glory to God, of the situation, well, you know what? I remember when I had went and amen, and I didn't have enough money to do this, and somebody paid for my stuff, you know, in the store. Amen. And they didn't, I don't even know who it was. And they just told me it was paid for. And then, you know, they gave me so much money back, you know, and different stuff, you know, just, you know, because I've had it to happen. Listen here, this is yours. That's what I've had it to happen. Glory to God. Now, it ain't bringing up situations like that. And I know these things can't happen. But some folks think it's just happenstance, you know. Things don't just happen unless God allows them to happen. If you don't want to, look, God is the one. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And things don't just happen by themselves. Only God can make them happen. Glory to God. So if that word of God and that music that you're listening to, amen, if it don't convict you, or if it don't give you conviction, if it don't remind you, and if it don't give you a situation, amen, and God has brought you through, then it ain't doing nothing for you. Glory to God. Because it should be drawing you closer to God. Instead of pulling you away, it should draw you closer to the Lord thy God. You know, we live in a system, amen, now, where everybody wants everything so hot in the microwave, and they want it, like, right now and right then, and let's get it now, you know, and I don't want to wait till tomorrow, and, Lord, I don't want to wait till next year. I want it right now. But you know what? Right now. Right now, Lord, right now. But you know what? It may not be time for you to get it just right now. But do you keep going on believing? Yes, you do. You're going to believe, amen, until your day comes. You're going to believe until, amen, that thing come to pass. It may be 4 or 5 years on down the road. But guess what? You ain't going to be too old to handle it. Because you know what? He gives it to us, amen, when he knows we're able to handle it, not think. Because God knows, amen. You know, so I'm saying, well, you know what? He gives it to us when he thinks we're able to handle it. No, not think. No, glory to God, because he already knows. So he knows when you're able to handle it, he'll give it to you, glory to God. So don't let nobody tell you, you know, that you ain't doing a good job, amen, the believers, amen, that you ain't doing a good job preaching and teaching the word of God, that you ain't doing a good job, amen, when you're going out and trying to compare others to going to come to Christ, because you see in the word here, there are going to be some that's going to believe, and there will be some that won't believe. But you know what? Don't let that distract you, and don't let that get you off cue. Glory to God. Just like the people were talking about the church people, you know, amen, somebody, the worst people, amen, come on now, glory to God, don't let that get you distracted. If that's how they think, then you ask God to help them with their stinking thinking, because that's exactly what it is, glory to God. But don't let that get you off God, don't let that get you off track, amen, because Paul and Silas, then they kept right on going, even though they didn't believe over there, but guess what, when they went in this other place, amen, in Buna, amen, they believed, amen, a lot. They had some people to follow them over there, but they had a whole lot over there in the next town. Although you may not have many to follow you at that point, but guess what? When you go over to that other point, then you're going to have a whole bunch of folks, amen, to follow you, because see, get their hearts already. Glory to God. You know, so many times now, you know, people say, well, you know what? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just not ready. But I don't know when you'll be ready, because you can see as the signs of times are happening now. You can't tell, amen, winter from summer. You can't tell it. We was in there like the 80s for a long time, amen. Now we dropped down temperatures in 30 degrees, and, you know, winds are blowing and all that good stuff. So you can't really tell, amen. But he always say, and I hear him say, don't let me catch you with your work undone. That means don't let him catch you, amen, by not having to receive him, not having to believe him, not having to accept him as your Lord and Savior. You know, so many times you say, well, you know, I'm all right, I'm straight. No, you better check yourself, because if you still hanging out with them people that don't believe in Jesus Christ, then guess what? You're on the list, hallelujah. And some point, you ought to know you got to cut them loose, glory to God. Now, God will help you cut them loose if you ask him, but sometimes you don't want to cut them loose, glory to God, because you like what you do, glory to God. Some people like sin. They like it when they laugh and they talk and they cast their dirty jokes and they love it, glory to God. That's why you don't want to cut them loose. You think if you cut them loose, you'll lose everything you got. No, you're going to gain that and then some, glory to God. So we're living at a place now, we're in a season, glory to God, where it's time to give God all we have, all we got. It's time to give God everything we got. Glory to God. You know how he woke up and he said, Lazarus, amen. And said he told those bandages to loose him and let him go. And what happened? He walked out of there, go away. Good God Almighty. You know, that's what he's calling you to now. He'll say, loose him and let him go. And you can walk out of your grave clothes, glory to God, and you can walk over into the goodness of the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Because we're in that season. And ain't nobody gonna do you like Jesus. I can tell you that for a fact, well-known fact. Nobody do you like Jesus. Glory to God. Not a man, amen. Not a woman, glory to God. Not a person that ain't your friend, glory to God. None, glory to God. Ain't nobody gonna do you like Jesus, because he will be there, amen, when nobody else wants. He'd be there in the midnight hour. You know, sometimes when you get a call, sometimes and you say, oh, my God, you know, sometimes, oh, my Lord, they're calling me again. What's the problem? See? And one thing about it, Jesus ain't going to do that. He ain't going to turn you away. He's going to continue, amen, to be there for you, wherever the need may be. So you have to, we have to really check ourselves, glory to God, and know that Jesus is our only friend. He said, closer than a brother, glory to God, through all we have to go through. I can call him anytime. I can call him 100 times a day. I can call him as many times as I want to a day, and he ain't going to never tell me no, glory to God. But you call somebody you think that they're your friend, glory to God, and they won't answer, amen. Well, they done got tired, glory to God. Amen. And they ain't going to answer. They look at how he calls. Sometimes they ain't going to even answer. Glory to God. But if you call him, he will answer. He'll be there right on time. See, that's what Paul and Silas is about Jesus, how he died and rose on the third day, and why all these things had to happen. That's why he had to do all that, glory to God, for us, because he died for us to have everlasting life. He died for us on the cross, amen, so we can have repent, amen, glory to God. He died for us so we can have healing. He died for us so we can be set free, amen, from sin. He died for us. And see what Paul was telling them. He's trying to tell them, glory to God, because we're living in a time now, amen, where Jesus is to return. And just because, you know, you hear a lot of people saying he's to return soon, glory to God, and then, well, he ain't coming now, glory to God. You don't know. You don't know when he's coming. Not even the angels know when he's going to do it, glory to God. So you better be prepared. We're in the place where we need to prepare ourselves now. Don't wait, glory to God, because you may not have time. You know, something where, you know what, it's okay. I'll go over here and I'll sleep out over here with JJ. Okay, now it's okay. I'm going to go over here and sleep with old Susie. Okay, don't let God catch you, amen. Don't let him catch you, amen, over there sleeping with JJ, because if he do, amen, yes, too. That's it. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you know better, glory to God. You can't trip, dip, and slip on the Lord. Now, God, come on now. Anchor yourself, glory to God. Hallelujah. Read the scriptures and know what they say. You see, he was born and was meditating and was giving them the scriptures and the word of God, glory to God. So come on, amen, and get aboard and know what the Bible says, glory to God. And know that Jesus loves you more than anybody, and ain't nothing, amen, nobody can say that's going to pull you away from the Lord thy God. It ain't nothing nobody going to say that's going to make God hate you. You know, sometimes people can say stuff, and they go, well, you know what, I remember when she did this and when she did that, you know, and he did this and he did that, you know, but understand, yeah. And then they'll receive the wrong information, and then that's already planted in that person's spirit. So guess what? Now they have the wrong perception about you. But guess what? God ain't going to never do that, glory to God, because he casts all that stuff in the sea of forgetfulness that you've done. But people, they will hold on to it, amen, all the time. They will not let it go. But him, he ain't going to do that, because he wants you. He wants your very soul. He wants you saved, hallelujah. And see, these people were stirring up stuff, amen. And they go, when they found out that they was over there teaching and preaching the word of God, then they're going to leave where they were, amen, over there in their little country, their little town, and come over here and stir up some more stuff. Oh, my God, come on now. Amen. Ain't that something? That's how it works, though. It's just like, amen, a domino. Amen. If you don't want it, then you don't want nobody else to get it. Glory to God. But you know what? Amen. You got to want Jesus for yourself. Because it's time out for playing. You know, it's time out for playing. Here's a call on today. Because God is calling you in for real, for real, and for real. Glory to God. This ain't no play thing over here. It ain't time to play. Because God is calling you in, amen, so he can use you to go and bring some of them friends out, amen, them friends that you knew in high school, to bring some of them people out, amen, that you know don't want to stray, but they still, you know, they still conversate with you. He'll use you to go back and get some of them unsaved friends that still ain't got saved. He'll use you. He'll use your life and let your life shine so he can go over there, amen, and win them souls. He'll use you, glory to God, to even save your whole family. You began to pray and you began to fast. He will use you to get some people saved in your workplace. He will use you even to get somebody healed who couldn't get healed. Glory to God. He'll use you to even heal a cause. Glory to God. He want to bring you out so you can come in, amen, and begin to draw others to Christ. Glory to God. So God, that's just the God that we serve. We serve a God, amen, that's so awesome, glory to God. I just can't tell it all. We serve a God that's so awesome, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I just can't tell it all. That's why it's so important to read the Word of God. I just can't tell it all, glory to God. We serve a God that will keep you from hurt, harm, and danger, glory to God. My God, my God. Now, even in the midst of the storm, he always will be there. When everything is churning and the winds are blowing, good God Almighty, he will always be right there with you. We serve a God, for those that don't believe, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve a God, hallelujah, that will bring you out of that dark place, glory to God. You're in the church, but you still ain't saved. We serve a God, good God Almighty, that will deliver you from that place right there. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, on today. Amen, glory to God. To know who Jesus is for real. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. We serve a God and we serve an awesome God. We serve a God, good God Almighty, that will feed you, hallelujah. When he give you the word of God, he'll feed you. If you're hungry, he'll give you, amen, huh, something to chew on. When you chew on this word, hallelujah, and you drink from this word, hallelujah, he said you're hungry and you're thirsty after righteousness, you shall be filled. He didn't say you will be. He said you shall be. That means he's going to fill you up. When you read the word of God and you want to know the word of God, God's going to fill you from the word of God. You know, I remember, amen, amen. Some time ago, I used to get up, and I did that for like maybe 4 years. I used to get up, and I didn't even, you know, I didn't know anything about bad Bibles and just different stuff because it was just all new to me. I went to church with my mom and my dad. Yes, I did, but I didn't know nothing about bad Bibles. So see, in those days, they had the old other Bibles, amen, that fuss and the sea and all that, and I was like, okay, Lord, I can't get hold of this now. Okay. All right. So once I started knowing who Jesus truly and really was, glory to God, I thank God for it. And he saw my thirst. He saw my taste. He saw that I wanted to be saved and I wanted to be that Christian that he wanted me to be, glory to God. And so what I did, hallelujah, he would get me up every morning, and I remember my dad had his black Bible, and he would write all here, all our birthdays and different stuff in it, glory to God, and I still got it. My God, my God. And he would write all our birthdays and all our stuff down in that Bible, glory to God. I would get up every morning about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would read that Bible until I got ready to go, amen, to go to work, glory to God. That was just, he saw my thirst, and he saw my hunger. So then I started hungering, and then I started talking to people, you know, and they was telling me, well, you know what, you ought to come and visit my church. You ought to come and go here and go there. You ought to do this and do that, you know. They started to tell me where I needed to go because I was hungry and I was thirsty, glory to God. And after they kept telling me, I said, well, you know what? It was something coming out of the comfort zone. That's what it was. It was I had to come out of my comfort zone, you know, because, you know, we go first, amen, and we go first Sunday, and that was it. Glory to God. And you have no more, son. You have no more. Let you get it on your own. That was it. Glory to God. But then I kept thirsting and I kept hungry. I said, okay. I said, what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to y'all Bible study. After I get off work, you know, I wouldn't go home. I would just go ahead on and dress what I got on. I would change clothes and time. I just dust myself off, glory to God, and I just go on out the door because it started at 7. I want to be there when it starts. And that's what I started to do. I started going to that Bible study, and I started going to that Bible, and man, I tell you, God moved in it. So he touched my heart and touched my life. So my God, I wasn't trained for real. But once I started going to that Bible study and getting that word of God, and I was hungry, God started feeding me. Man, it got good. Good God about it. It was better than steak. My God. And he started feeding me, my God, and then I started wanting more and more and more, and I started wanting more. So I said, okay, and then what I did was I won the certificate, amen, and we would win these little certificates at work. Glory to God. They'll give you these little cards, you know. You can go and you can get stuff on. I won a certificate that was $10. And just so happened, amen. And I said, well, you know what? I need my Bible now where I can really, really understand and break it down to me, you know, Lord, because I'm hungry here. I'm hungry. Like, I want more. Glory to God. And I just started to seek on my own. And so what I did was I went, amen, and I went to Walmart. You know, hey, we shop at Walmart. Everybody do. Come on now. And I bought this Bible. Glory to God. And this Bible cost, amen, only $10. All I had to do was just pay the taxes. Glory to God. See how God do it. He knew what I needed at that point, and he gave me what I needed. And I was on my way. Glory to God. And then after that, amen, I said, well, I need me another one because I want to make sure I'm on point. The King James Version, I need that one now. Come on now. And I'm like, okay, so I went to start searching and seeking if I could find one credit cheap, you know, back then, you know, come on now. You wasn't really rolling in the dough, you know, $5, come on now. Amen, glory to God. And I went, amen, to this store, and they had them in there for $5. I said, good God Almighty. So I bought that, and I just kept hungering and hungering and hungering after righteousness. I wanted to see who this man named Jesus they was really talking about. And that's how I began to start walking. And I began to start walking and wanting more and just hungering more. And then you got to hunger and thirst after righteousness, glory to God. It ain't going to just come upon you, glory to God. He ain't going to just make you. You got to hunger and thirst after this man named Jesus, glory to God. So I encourage you on today to hunger and thirst after righteousness so you will be filled, glory to God. And if there's anyone, amen, who's on this line today, and I want to say amen, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. God ain't going to overlook you. He'll give you some friends, amen, that want to talk about the scriptures. He'll give you somebody that want to talk about the Bible. He'll give you somebody that will you can go out places with, not clubbing, now, glory to God, okay? You can go out and eat with, glory to God. You can go shopping with, glory to God. You can go to the movie with, glory to God. He'll give you that person. He will, glory to God. But sometimes you got to just cut the strings on some folks. You got to cut the strings on some folks. If you want to live the way he wants you to live, you have to come down and cut your ties. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, amen, to don't forget, amen, that Minister Elaine, amen, should be on at 6:30. You know, and I definitely want y'all to go over, amen, and give her some support, hallelujah, on her show, hallelujah. You can go over and click on it, go on Facebook and click on her Facebook page, and you can hear it by web. Glory to God. An awesome word that shall be coming forth on today. Ain't nothing short concerning God. Glory to God. So go over and support her and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in her life. Because I do believe, amen, with my faith and my belief, I believe she's going to tear it up. So I encourage you to go over, amen, at 6:30 and hear what God is saying because she's going to tear it up, glory to God, and hear what God is saying in her life. You know, God will move in a mighty way. He may not move the way he may not move in her life the way he moves in mine, but ain't that something? He moves in the same way, but he moves in all of our lives different. Glory to God. He uses her in another way. Glory to God. But that's okay, because it's all Jesus. It all spells out Jesus. So I encourage you, after you get off this show, amen, go get you some water, take a break. Glory to God. And at 6:30, go on Facebook, click on her link, amen, glory to God, and hear her show, because it's going to be an awesome show. I feel it in my soul that it's going to be an awesome show, and I'm definitely going to be there to support. Yes, Lord, I've always said we're under one umbrella, and I'm going to go stand up under the umbrella, amen, and hold it over her, glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and listen, amen, and glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction, amen. I'm sorry, I'm going ahead on and give the altar call, amen. I don't want to leave the show, but I give an altar call. If you don't know Jesus and pardon your sins, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Lord, I repent for everything that I've done, Lord God, that wasn't of you, God. Father, I repent of my sin, Lord God. Creating me a clean heart, renewing me, Lord, the right spirit, Lord God. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you have given your life to Christ. Amen. The angels are rejoicing in heaven. And welcome to the body of Christ. Like I said, read the word of God. Take your Bible with you so you can see what scriptures they're reading, see what scriptures they're coming from, see what scriptures they're talking about. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm going to take calls. Amen. I'm sorry, I almost ran out of time, but if anybody have a prayer request, I will go ahead and take the call real quick. If you have a prayer request, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't see anybody press the 1, so I'm just going to go ahead and pray. Amen. A quick prayer for everybody on this line. And then we're going to go ahead and get ready for our Ministry Lane show. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for all circumstances, oh God, because we know, Lord God, that you're in the midst of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, that you're everywhere we need you to be. You're everything that we need you to be. You created everything, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord, who are sick and shut in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, that you will, Lord God, turn every situation around for them right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you would give them, Lord God, oh my God, strength, Lord God, in their body, wherever they may need it, oh God. Give them strength in their mind, oh God. We pray for those that are sick and on their bed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for every cancer cell to dry up right now and spread no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the children to be obedient, Lord God, to the parents, Lord, in this day and age, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen the parents, Lord God, to be parents to the children, Lord God, and not friends, but be parents first, Lord God, and friends second, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord, right now, Lord, that you would just, Lord God, do a work, Lord, for those who are seeking you, Lord God, those who are seeking your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare that, God, that it is so and it is done. In your same Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. I don't see anybody press the 1, so I'm going to go ahead on, amen, and get out of here so we can go and take a break and hear Minister Elaine. And I encourage you again to go over, amen, and hear her. Amen. An awesome show, awesome woman of God. Now I say him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we thank God for the show, and we will see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.